Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. So last night, we've talked about how to recognize the graduating seniors, and last night, kind of a car parade took place, and that's one of the things that is being done.
Yes, sir. Last night, you know, all of our seniors got to drive around. They went by all the campuses that, in a lot of cases, that they had gone to school in. Some of them didn't go to AC Williams, but they did get to drive by CES and Commerce Middle School, and it went all the way down and went around through town and ended back up at the high school. So we were really, really excited to be able to honor them and to be able to cheer them on. They've had a rough year, but we're also very, very excited about what's coming up in the future for them.
So this was the seniors in cars in a parade of sorts all through the town.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got some plans for Friday night also?
Yes, sir. We are planning on posting a graduation video. Part of the process that we went through was we had every student, every graduating senior come up and walk across the stage. We had Joe Shipman and his company film all that, and they've been phenomenal and really helped out the district. But they are putting it all together, and on Friday night at the regular graduation time at 7 o'clock, we're planning on posting that online and letting everybody watch graduation as close to as the same time and the same way that they would have in the past. Mm-hmm. So and this will actually be the first senior class that ever had a video of their entire graduation. So in one way, it's sort of neat, but they'll have that from now on.
So you'll have a virtual graduation then Friday evening.
Yes, sir.
Will that be on Facebook or YouTube? Or?
Well, we're going to try. It's going to be posted on YouTube, but we're going to try and tie it into Facebook so that people can get it from both platforms.
Right. Very good. So that'll be taking place Friday night. So I know it's a difficult thing you've had to go through to figure out what to do. Different schools are doing different things. I saw Quinlan Ford is having theirs at the Cotton Ford Stadium in Greenville.
Yes, sir. It seems like everybody's done something a little bit different. We just wanted to make sure that every senior had the chance to walk across. We do have some students that are going to the military right away, and if we waited much time, those seniors wouldn't be able to walk, and it was out of their control. So we were trying to make sure every senior got to walk across the stage.
Yeah, good. And Friday is the final day of what has been a very unusual school year for you.
To say the least, sir. It's been extremely unusual.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Now, you're doing something in July called Summer Jumpstart. What's that about?
Yes, sir. We started trying to plan for some summer programs that we could do to help our students, both to advance them academically and then also with the time that many of our students have missed to try to make sure that they stay on grade level. You know, it was just yesterday the governor came out and opened up summer school for school districts, but there still are a lot of limitations on that. What we had planned and still have planned is a two-week jumpstart program for our students before school actually starts. This will give them a chance to go back and touch back on the basics that they covered at the end of last year. You know, almost all of our students were online doing, you know, home learning. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we give them the opportunity to stay on grade level and be ready for when school starts. So that's supposed to start the 2 weeks before school starts.
Mm-hmm. And how many students can you accommodate with that?
Well, we're trying to look at around 40 per grade level, 20 to 40 per grade level. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll depend upon how many are interested. So we're going to try and build some flexibility in that. And then we're also offering or working on getting activities together that parents can work with their students throughout this summer to help them. You know, 30, 45 minutes a day on reading and math can make a big difference for students.
Mm-hmm. Now, this jumpstart, this would be in class. This would be in the classroom.
Yes, sir. Brick and mortar. We would have them coming up to school. Right now, the limitation is 11 people in a classroom. We're hoping that that's eased a little bit and that we're still in a really good place when July comes around so that we can do a few more than that. But yes, we are planning on having face-to-face. Mm-hmm. We're excited about it.
School board met this week, and as of right now, you're talking about starting school August 12th?
As of right now, that's still the current calendar. One of the things that has come out from TEA and the commissioner and even the governor is looking at ways where we can build in sort of bad weather weeks. You know, every year we build two bad weather days into the calendar.
Right.
This is doing two bad weather weeks so that if we do have a COVID case and have to shut down for 2 weeks, which is what the recommendation is right now, then we have those 2 weeks built into the calendar to make up. So it is something we are looking at. I think almost every school district in the state of Texas right now is looking at that. We did visit with the board about it last night, and they gave us the go-ahead to at least start looking into it. We have some steps we have to go through. We have to go through our district improvement council. We will be sending out surveys to parents and students and staff to get their thoughts on that. But it is something the name of the game now is flexibility, and we need our calendar to be flexible, as flexible as possible, too, so that, you know, if we have something happen, we have the chance to make that time back up.
So conceivably, you might start earlier than August 12th.
We could start a little bit earlier and maybe go a little bit later. We could also take out some days that we had built into the calendar already or have right now. It's you know, we're going to look at all of it and trying to give the best options for our students and our parents to ensure that we can give them the best education possible.
And we're basically out of time, but I mean, as of right now, you expect to have students in the school buildings in class come August.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, but who knows how this will go. That's right. But that's the plan. All right, Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.